Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We got fun stuff lined up for you this morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking with our friend Paul Trombley from the WeatherEye Weather Center any moment now. Looking forward to that. We also got, if you want to keep your New Year's resolution, we're going to help you do that.
Oh,
we got some ways.
We are here to help.
Yes.
That is what
and
we do.
And it's not Seth strong-arming you.
or me just pointing and laughing.
Yeah, right.
None of that.
Those don't work, guys.
No, plenty
Tried more. To tell you that last year.
Plenty more to get to. But let's put a pause on that and get to some forecasts, because we've got our friend Paul Trombley from the WeatherEye Weather Center joining us right now. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How are things up there?
Not bad. A little bit of a, I mean, I got to say that the clouds even look cold. they look stiff. They look still. Like, it's a little bit of one of those mornings out there right now, Paul.
That's right. Yeah, no, still looking at a pretty warm finish to this week, still on the way here for us. And still a little more active as we get to the weekend, as we start to see some precip chances heading our way. Looks like late Friday night, starting to see some of that chance for some light kind of rain snow mix possibly moving in late Friday night, and maybe some snow showers into Saturday. But all in all, it just looks like some colder temps move in Sunday and early next week to follow as well. Today, looking at some breaks of sun through those clouds at times as the day goes on here. Highs upper 30s, southwest wind 10 to 15, 28, partly cloudy tonight. And then 46 with a partly sunny sky Thursday. South winds 5 to 15. 33 Thursday night, upper 40s, maybe 50 even, kind of being felt here on Friday with a partly sunny sky. 30 Friday night, chances for some of those rain showers, some mixed precip moving in late. And that chance for snow showers, maybe a little light mixed precip on to Saturday. Cloudy and 38 as northwest winds develop 10 to 15. Still a snow shower chance Saturday night, 23. And then 33, more clouds and sun Sunday, some highs still in the low 30s early next week as things still look pretty quiet in the extended outlook. But yeah, quite the warm-up here for us through the end of the week to be experienced, yeah.
Not bad.
This week looks good. Yeah. Could you extend that into Saturday, though,
yeah, yes,
please?
Yes, yeah.
I have a live remote to do again, and I think it's outside.
Yeah, it's going to be outside.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll do what I can.
Thanks, Paul. You're the best.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you for that.
Bet.
You have a great morning, sir. We'll get people ready for the... Oh, sorry.
Yep. We'll be ready. Well, it's almost... It's Friday Eve tomorrow, so we're getting closer.
Yes! We'll get people ready for it then.
Very nice.
Have a great day, Paul. Appreciate you.
All right. Sounds good.
Best in the business, our good friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center right there, Paul Trombley and the gang. And plenty more to come up with, throughout the show today. We're going to get into. So again, we'll help you with your New Year's resolutions. We're going to talk about how much of social media we believe is real.
Wow.
Amazon's offering something kind of cool for kids. I want to get into that as well. And we've got plenty more for you. And then we're going to get into Misty's mini birthday and anniversary club, including some news about Misty's that'll be coming with that. And then after that, a little shortly after our state and local news, we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, my gosh.
Looking forward to that. And then we'll have some entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And then I want to get into four things you can do in the morning to be happier all day.
Ooh. Hey. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In typical morning show fashion, we will save that to the end of the show closer to noon. Not going to help you at all today. I feel like I should have started the show with
four
that.
Four more things I have to do in the morning?
Yes, exactly.
I was already late today, James.
Me too.
I don't know that I can fit four more things
piling
in my morning.
It on.
I don't know if you noticed when I got it late to this morning. I was
Did you notice
like
I left
insane.
The door open for you? Because I expected you to walk in 5 minutes after me.
Well, and... I didn't even get a chance to appreciate that because I throw my key in there, of course. And I'm like, wait, oh, she left it open for me. That was really nice. We got plenty coming up for you throughout the show. And we're also going to talk about some other great things locally when we wrap up our show. Melissa mentioned a remote that she's going to be at this weekend. I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, Rudolph.
We're going to be in Rudolph. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we got to start here. A Wisconsin bar hosted an attempt to create a new world record by assembling 100 old-fashioned cocktails into a flight on a handmade wooden board.
Woohoo!
100?
That'd have been heavy.
Wow.
Do we need to explain to Wisconsin, or to our listeners, I should say, because our listeners are outside of, even down
all over the place. Yeah, right.
Perhaps for the ones outside of Wisconsin, yeah, what a flight is.
Yeah. Should I let the old bartender do it? Seth, do you know what a flight is?
Well,
do you know
how to explain it? I don't know. I guess I don't know that. It? Yeah, it's just you get, it's like a setup of several samples of different kinds. If you go to like a brewery, they show, you know, different kinds of beers that they do, or a winery, wines. They do different kinds of wines and stuff like that.
But if this was old fashions,
yeah,
and there were 100 of them. Yes. Were they all different?
I would think not. There's not much you can do with an old fashioned.
Then, oh, actually, there's quite a bit you can do with an old fashioned.
Oh, really?
There's different alcohols you can. I mean, obviously, brandy, old fashioned in Wisconsin is the only way you can do it. Except, I like whiskey.
That's actually the original old fashioned, by the way, is whiskey, not brandy.
Right.
So if you just
but it's not Wisconsin tradition.
No, it's true. You're right. Brandy seems to be the booze of choice for that.
Here, yeah. But and you can choose different what you call
garnishes.
It. Thank you.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, there's they tons of different garnishes.
Last time I asked for olives, I got mushrooms. Pickled
mushrooms?
Whoa.
I mean, I ate one, but then I was like, this is not an olive.
That's not a good substitute. That is not the same.
And when I ordered a second drink and asked for an olive again, I got nothing.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That ain't right.
And I looked at my boyfriend and I'm like, didn't I ask for an olive? I'm not going to get one. And the girl down the bar, she's like, you asked for olives both times.
Okay. See, you had fact checker there. That's really nice.
People that are strangers at the bar are some of your greatest allies.
Yep. They can be.
You never get a chance to know their name or anything, but yeah.
Well, and usually the garnish is dictated by what you have. So if you have a sweet, usually you specify
you get the cherry
sweet or sour.
What
I used to do is I would make what was called a flag, which is, you know, get one of those little swords.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And then you get a orange slice, put a cherry in between it, and then stab it through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put that in there.
If it's sweet. It looks nice.
Yeah. If you get it sour, then you do the olives or the mushrooms or the pearl onions. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Which those are gross if you eat them by themselves.
No,
just so you know.
I have to go on a tangent for a second
because
those little plastic swords. my nan and papa, they'd have everybody over for Christmas, and it's usually family, relatives, and all of that. And they didn't have a lot of stuff growing up, so when they got retired, they wanted to have certain things that were kind of fancy and nice or whatever. Those little swords, to them, were really fancy.
Sure.
But I had G.I. Joe guys. And
they needed swords.
They needed swords. So I used and broke almost all of them.
Oh, no!
And they then come Christmas, and they're looking for them, but they can't find them and everything.
For the $1.57 package of plastic swords.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They one of the few times I've seen my nana cross with me.
Jimmy, you broke all my swords.
But the G.I. Joe guys had a great time with them.
I bet you they did, yeah.
The attempt at 313 Dodge in Kaukauna was organized in partnership with marketing platform Venture Wisconsin and featured 100 glasses of Old Fashioned being carried to the bar's patio on a 24-foot-long flight board.
Oh, they carried it.
I was going to say, I didn't think they could do that. They must have had several people, I hope.
At 24
feet?
Didn't you
feet?
Say 24 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to have
several people.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is known for its old-fashioned flights, and each of the 100 drinks served in the record attempt flight were hand-muddled by bartenders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the other thing. You can muddle it at the bottom of the glass.
Yeah.
And then they go on to say in the article, an old fashioned is composed of a slug of bourbon slightly sweetened by sugar and enhanced with a small amount of bitters. it's definitely not written in Wisconsin.
No, usually you use simple syrup, actually. That's what I used instead of just like straight sugar because it blends much better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Less
stirring involved.
Yep.
Evan Fryermuth, founder of Venture Wisconsin, said he and some friends came up with the idea for the record attempt last summer while sipping cocktails. Quote, there's no known category for the world's largest beverage flight, he told WFRV-TV. We went to page 300 of Google and couldn't find anything.
Page 300.
That's funny.
Imagine what they saw.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't get much further than page 6.
Yeah, really, I'm same here. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, right.
That's probably as far as I'm going.
Yeah, Friermuth said evidence from the attempt will be submitted to Guinness World Records in the hopes of creating a new record category.
There you go. Not bad. Not bad.
I know they're a ways away from us and everything, but I'd love to team up with them and like somehow be cool. to be able to be a part of this and everything. You know how much I want us to be a part of a world record.
Right.
Maybe we should do what they're doing and come up with our own. Maybe find something that no one has done before and start
a new category.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And this is where I got to page 6 of Google. I've been trying to, and every time I think I come up with something, I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if they, oh, yep. No. I don't know. Oh, I've never thought.
Bummer.
Yeah, yeah. I just am not creative enough, I don't think, when it comes to world records to come up with something.
I would
love to be able to say you wouldn't believe what are some world records, but I think by this point we all get it that there's crazy world records out there.
We need to ask kids.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Get some 10-year-olds and we'll have some ideas before too long here.
I love that. That's such a good idea.
That is a
good
idea.
We are doing that. We are doing that.
We can't come up with ideas. Where's the kids?
Yep, yep.
We need ideas.
I'm good with that. I think that's a pretty good idea.
I'll bring my 9-year-old in. He'll give us something.
Yep.
Definitely.
I mean, they'll be crazy. Yeah, that's the point. That's the point.
That's the point. I do want to encourage people to buy local and support local, even when it is not right in your town. This is a Wisconsin business, 313 Dodge. You can find them on Facebook. If you're in the Kaukauna area, go ahead and check them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say Wisconsin is local.
Yeah, the whole state.
Right
yeah.
Right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Jebediah.
Happy birthday to you.
It's time to do some celebrating.
I really hope there's a Jebediah on our list today. Could there be, please?
It just really feels like there should be a name
in there.
Well, no, and there's nothing. But it's such a sweet, it's almost a lullaby.
It is pretty. It is sung very well done. It is very well done.
No, it puts me to sleep.
It's time to do some celebrate. Wake up, everybody, for the birthday and anniversary club with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They are open today from 6 to 2 at 7.
It's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Wednesday, they're closed.
They are closed today. They are back open tomorrow. Get on over there from Thursday through Tuesday at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And before we dive too deep into things, I wanted to talk about the news that broke at Misty's Menus yesterday.
Dun,
do you have that, Melissa? Do you want me to take it?
Go right ahead, because I don't have it in front of me. I sent it to you.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it right from their Facebook page. And this is, again, from the Misty's Menu Facebook page. Encourage you to go ahead and like them and their Facebook page. Keep up to date
and
everything. Yeah. Big news. We are excited but also a little bit sad to announce that we will be closed December 24th through January 1st for a Christmas break. And when we reopen on January 2nd, quote, yes, we will once again be open on Wednesdays. Then Mike and Christy Fleischman will be the new owners of Misty's Menu. Mike and Christy are a great couple with many, many years of restaurant experience, and we have complete confidence that they will carry on what we have built for over the last 22 years. The restaurant name, menu, food, and staff will remain the same with some new exciting things to come. To say that we will miss our Misty's Menu family and our wonderful customers is a huge understatement, but we will most certainly be around quite often, so you never know when we will show up.
Nice.
They continue to go on to thank everybody, the community, the great people in this community.
Customers, everybody.
Everybody. And it does sound like, you know, they'll still be bopping around here and there and everything, so we'll still see them, but... For our station, for our listeners, I want to thank Misty and Brian so much for being some of the early early sponsors of WFHR when they opened their bit, when they got going and everything. I should say, we were one of the first places they went to advertise with and everything. And they have been here ever since.
Exactly.
Like 22 years.
Yeah. Right?
It's
great.
Advertising with us and everything and working with us. And we greatly appreciate our friends over at Misty's.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of melancholy as this is, man, Misty and Brian deserve
this. Congratulations
to them.
Yeah,
they have earned
this. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. very happy for them. Happy for them. Very excited about Mike and Chrissy and what they do
looking
and what's going
to
happen over
them.
There. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to working with them. Mm-hmm. And of course, continuing on the great tradition of Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
Let us dive into the list for today because it's a good one. We got four great names on the list.
All right.
Seth, Melissa had to do it yesterday. Seth, you go right ahead.
Well, four. We don't get fours very often. All right, I like four.
Here we go. Yeah. <'cause>, that was I was just doing. Who's the old 20s, the 30s? Like, you say,
yeah,
I was just doing that. We dive into the birthdays, and first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to Kimberly Umbinger.
Happy birthday, Kimberly.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kimberly. Hope it's a good one for you. Also, happy birthday to Julianne Esser.
Julianne, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Julianne. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to Carol Kowiski.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Enjoy the day, Carol. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier, Cecilia C.C. Laudenbach.
Whoa, C.C.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, C.C. That's a great nickname.
I love CC. And that's why if I would have had a girl, I would have been like, yeah, Cecilia, just so I can call her CC. I love it.
I love the name Cecilia. I have never been able to understand why that doesn't seem like a more popular name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just because people like think that they I couldn't imagine why, because it's one of those names that's been around forever.
It's the song.
It seems like I can see that.
You're breaking my heart. Sorry, CC, you probably have heard that way too many times. I apologize.
That's why I wasn't going to go there.
I apologize.
But I, unlike Melissa, I can't sing. Melissa, if you're going to go there, at least you sang it. That was nice. We dive into our celebrity list, and first up, Johnny Manziel is 31 today. Heisman winning Texas A&M quarterback, played two seasons with the Cleveland Browns before the CFL AAF. He is one of the better examples of don't let your owner make the draft pick.
Which we continue to see.
I actually think that Johnny Manziel might have had a chance if he had been drafted anywhere but first. Like, being drafted first at that size, that the kind of player he was, I don't know what anybody was ever expecting from him, but I kind of thought he might make a good backup quarterback. I thought he might be decent at that. The hype that went into this young man.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't do himself any favors as far as off-the-field stuff and everything.
No.
But the NFL didn't do him any favors either. And not that that's their job, but it is kind of a little bit of their job. Yeah. It is.
He's playing for the Zappers?
All right.
Yeah. Still out there playing, I think. Still
giving it a shot. He's trying.
Yeah. One of the better actor directors in the game today, Judd Apatow, is 56.
Wow.
Judd hasn't done a lot in his career yet. The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, This Is 40, Trainwreck, Anchorman. He was a producer on Talladega Nights. You know, I keep going. helped create Superbad, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Get Him to the Greek, Pineapple Express, Step Brothers, Year One, Bridesmaids, and HBO's Girls. Judd Apatow working hard.
Yeah, impressive resume.
Definitely in the top ten maybe of directors if I could work with.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
He really gets comedy. Mm-hmm. He really gets timing. And he was raised on all the old school guys. Just did a beautiful documentary about Don Rickles and another one. He's been spending a lot of his time doing these docs on,
on
kind of forgotten comedians. He's been doing some really cool work there.
That's nice. That's cool.
Great, great director and writer. Got a wonderful wife, too. His wife is the one of the actresses from The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I forget.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Peter Buck is 67. R.E.M. guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
That's him in the corner.
Yeah, because now that R.E.M. is, you know, no longer a thing, you know, Peter Buck continuing to, you know, do the stuff in the music industry. One of my favorite projects of his is called The Baseball Project, which they do nothing but songs about baseball. Write and
really?
Record nothing about. Yes, exactly. They've released like two or three albums, I think. Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, he's sang with Filthy Friends.
Mm-hmm. Filthy Friends?
Yeah. I don't know. Filthy Friends.
Interesting band name.
Didn't know that one. Let me get to this next one. I'm going to get a tattoo over my whole body of me, but taller. I have a telescope on the peephole of my door so I can see who's at the door for 200 miles. I was thinking about the new phone that I bought for the first thing I, and the first thing I did was push redial. The phone had a nervous breakdown. The great Stephen Wright, turned 68 today.
Wow, he's 68?
Candle store was burning down. We all stood outside singing happy birthday. One of the greatest comedians of all time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Distinctive lethargic voice.
Oh, yes. God, I love Stephen
Dead
Wright.
Dead panned his way through everything, man.
Love it. Stephen Wright. Love Stephen Wright. People no longer with us. Randy Rhoads, born in 1956, passed away in 82. Quiet Riot guitarist, more famously known as the genius behind Ozzy Osbourne's early hits as a solo artist.
That's right.
Randy Rhoads, one of the those stories in music of what could have been. I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it every year on this day I get a chance to. Ozzy Osbourne has in his collection what he turned into a CD of Randy Rhoads playing, like, wailing on the guitar, but all classical music like Bach and Beethoven and these things.
That's cool.
And I've always wondered if he'd ever release it, because he talks about it in, like, multiple interviews and everything. And it's just kind of in his private collection. I don't know if he has the rights. I don't know if Randy's family would allow him. Yeah. I don't know any of that stuff. Or how clean the CD, you know, how clean the music is.
The sound is, yeah.
Yeah, the sound, yeah. But dang, that'd be cool to hear, man.
Like, that would be interesting.
As a little kid, he was Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads. So it was like my guy. It's like my dad had favorite guitar players, so I had to have one. And I really like those guys. It was a great guitarist. Also, Ryan White, born in this day in 1971, passed away in 1990. Young homophobic AIDS hero is the way they word him on here. I don't feel comfortable saying that, but I don't also want to not give the credit where it is earned.
Right.
This young man did quite a bit in a short amount of time with his name, with what he had.
I remember that, yeah.
And it was really, I think, one of the big turning points where we went with HIV and where we are now with it, where we understand that it, I think we understand the disease better now than we ever have. I think that's fair to say, while there is still some work to be done on the subject matter. Does remind me of the, you know, COVID situation a little bit and you know, hopefully some clarity there as we go along here too, you know, with these things.
Well, because we're still learning about it.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So many of these things, we're trying to build the boat on the water. We're trying to do this while we're, you know,
laying the tracks in front of the train. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. One more time, I want to wish a happy birthday to Kimberly, Julianne, and Carol.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthdays.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Cecilia C.C. Laudenbach.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, C.C.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that name one more time.
C.C. Ryder. Oh.
Nice. Nicely done. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu tomorrow when they're back open. And they'll be back open from Thursday to Tuesday, right up until the last week, right up until Christmas. Christmas Eve. Keep that in mind. And get on over there and treat yourself. Stick around for state and local news right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Crooner.
Yeah.
Whoa. Seth MacFarlane.
Hey. Is that really Seth MacFarlane?
That is Seth MacFarlane,
interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I knew it sounded a little little like him, but I wasn't sure that was him. That's
yes, it was.
Hmm. We've got a couple things to get into, and of course, our friends from Quality Post Printing are going to be joining us any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. I do have to go start with some breaking news here. Norman Lear, who brought social commentary to the sitcom, has passed away at the age of 101.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a man. What a guy, man.
I always like to mention when it comes to certain people that you can't tell the history of this without mentioning this person. Norman Lear's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Norman Lear's bigger than TV.
Yep.
Like what Norman Lear did for TV didn't just change TV, didn't just give a new avenue to TV, a new options for storylines and different things like that. Norman Lear is the definition of representation. Everything we are fighting for these days, Norman Lear was doing back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and everything. And it wouldn't be, if not for him, I had nothing growing up to represent mm-hmm. me and my friends yeah. and the people that I grew up around and everything. Right. Norman Lear got that, saw that, and took it to another level mm-hmm. before it was PC, before there was even a term called PC, before there was anybody yep. even thinking about that stuff. Norman yep. Lear was doing that great work.
Yeah. He changed television. Yeah. He changed the face of television.
Created yep. and developed over 100 shows.
That's amazing. What a life, man. What a career. Oh, my goodness.
Every one of those shows, my Nana Papa, my mom and dad, mm-hmm. like the diehard fans off. Just incredible.
All in the Family, the Jeffersons, Maude, Archie Bunker, Good Times.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Lewis,
Sanford and Sons. It
he
just keeps going.
The 70s. Oh, my gosh.
We could spend the next 3 hours talking about Norman Lear and the work that he did, and we wouldn't be able to cover it.
No.
We would not be able to get it all. Big, big respect to Mr. Lear, his friends, mm-hmm. his family. He will be missed, yeah. but his work, his legacy is set.
Oh, yeah.
And a war veteran as well.
Yes, thank you, mm-hmm. Melissa. Thank you, Melissa. I wanted to mention that first. That was the first thing I wanted to mention. Thank you. That's why you're in charge of news. That's why... we will be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now. Looking forward to that. While we're sitting back, if you've got a kid in college, tell them to stop wasting time studying for finals and jump on this now. Amazon is offering college students flights home for the holidays for $25. Please don't tell your kids to do that. Don't do that.
No, don't stop your studies.
Don't skip finals, but that's pretty cool.
So they have to be a member of Amazon's Prime Student Program, and there's a limited number of tickets each day, 3,000 of them total. It started yesterday, but they're offering 1,000 tickets today and another 1,000 tomorrow. It works on select routes to all 50 states, with departure dates between December 8th and the 25th, and return dates as late as the 14th. You have to sign into Amazon Prime Student to see the list of flights, and there's a $500 limit. If the ticket would normally cost more than that, you pay $25 plus any amount over $500. So that's still $475 of savings.
Yeah.
Today's tickets...
plus your Prime account.
Yeah. Yes. There's the catch. Today's tickets dropped at 3 a.m. Eastern, so they're probably gone by now, but you've got one more chance tomorrow, again at 3 a.m. Once it's over, all the students who didn't snag the deal can get a discount code for $25 off a flight, which is not as exciting.
Not really.
No.
In school, if you brought something, you had to what?
Share.
Bring something for everybody. Right. You had to be able to share. I feel like Amazon should have taken that note on this. This is, for one, you really want to help because... Amazon doesn't care. They just don't. They do these things all the time.
They're just promos to get more people to sign up for their stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And they prove it by not being as, by for one, doing it in 2 days. Mm. By two, having it at such a select thing. Like if they mm-hmm. really wanted the PR, if they really wanted to make this good, hey, everybody, not just Amazon Prime members, not just Amazon Prime student or whatever the heck that program is, but just anybody, any student. Any college student. Now, I understand that it could get into a little gray area about proving if you're a college student, blah, 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 all that. They can figure that out. Yeah. They can figure that
public
out.
Public records, yeah.
Pretty
easy to see if somebody's enrolled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if you didn't have the legwork to do that, which they do, and the money and time and resources to do, even if mm-hmm. they didn't, big deal. So a couple of students... get to go home for the holidays cheap. Oh, no. Amazon, however will they survive? What are you doing? Like, I wouldn't even, like, I'm going to be honest, all these billionaires look alike to me.
They're all the same.
I'm sorry. They're all the same
person, I think they are.
Just insert a name here. Any of them, man.
Well, they're not actually real people.
No. Well, you look at Mark Zuckerberg, he sure doesn't seem like a real person. Man doesn't blink. But if I was Jeff Bezos and they went to me with this, I'd be like, no, it's not worth it. Whatever little PR we get, there's going to be a million other people complaining, like me right here doing
right now.
the end zone justify the means. It's not worth it. I'm glad they did it. Students deserve this. We want kids mm-hmm. coming home for the holidays. Don't get this twisted or anything and try to turn this against me. What I'm saying is, if you're going to do it right.
It would be cool if they offered a discount, even. Not free flights, because that's a lot, you know, because mm-hmm. we have millions and millions of college students.
Right.
So, but if they offered a discount, I think that would have been awesome.
I can't help myself. This does lead me into a bit of the conversation about where we are as a nation, or a country, I should say, as getting rid of student debt and talking about that and the idea of that and everything. And
right there. I was, I was thinking about that.
I didn't go there.
No, you didn't.
Nice. What I think is worth talking about this is two big parts. One, the idea of how it was for you when you were in school and you did this and you did that and look how you turned out and everything. Every day that changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if it was yesterday, it changed, let alone 20 years ago or anything like that.
Right, exactly.
And again, like, what's the downside here? Please, somebody express to me what universities not getting their money. I believe they'll still get their money.
They still get their money.
So we're going to have a generations of kids growing up and not having to worry about student debt and just being able to focus on contributing to society.
Putting their money into the economy.
Adding to our tax
dollars.
Again, where is the downside? Like, please, please, please. Other than people just being bent out of shape that they didn't get it. Because that's what it comes down to. They tell you right in their answers, the way they talk about student debt and everything. Well, okay, you lost me. As soon as you start with, it ain't about you. It ain't about you. Get over yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's get to our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey, I got over myself a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, it's nicely done. Every Wednesday, our friends at Quality Plus Printing join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil has had to put up with me a lot in the last week. He was just here last Friday. And I bring that up because I want to encourage people to get their tickets for this great show coming up, Phil.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's at the point, James, just like in sports, we've done it enough that it's time to do the show, you know? Yeah.
You need an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gotten to that point. Just like you're getting training to play a game or something. Okay, it's time to play.
Put me in, coach.
We're looking forward to it. It's a really neat play, and I know people enjoy it. It's got some ups and downs and some curveballs in it, and a little bit of a tearjerker along the way, too. But it's well worth seeing. So I hope a lot of people get some tickets, especially to come see some really talented young actors in this as well as the adults, and come support them. They do a great job.
Phil, I had a meeting with Gretchen yesterday and was down there at the theater, and of course I couldn't help myself. I had to say hi to the stage. I miss you, stage. I got to see that great set. My God, that's an awesome set, man. You get to play on that.
It transports you, doesn't it? Yeah, it transports you right back into the set up to be like a 1980s train station, basically. But as you see, the story goes, through some history, but it's a nice set. They do a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple sets and plays I've been to, it's like you're in a professional Broadway setting, you know? It's really excellent.
You and I have been doing this a while for WRCT, Phil, and so you know, like I do, that we've always had good sets there, but you're so right. The last couple of years, it's just been a whole other level.
Over the top, really above and beyond.
Yeah.
It's really been impressive.
It takes you into a different spot, you know? You're sitting there, and it transports you into a different place. It gives you that feeling like you're taking the journey with the cast, and it's such an intimate theater that you're right there. Anyway, it seats about 220, and it's right in front of you, and so it's really neat to have that beautiful set. Everybody can see it, and you see it really well.
Let's give them a full house for opening night. It is this Friday.
This Friday,
December 8th and 9th and 14th, 15th and 16th. They'll have 7 o'clock shows on the 16th at 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org for A Candle in the Window. And wish everybody a great run. Break a leg. Have fun.
Have fun.
Phil, how are things going over at the shop at Quality Plus?
Oh, doing well, doing the stuff for Convention Visitors Bureau this morning for ERCO.
Nice.
So we get some different jobs in. It's fun to do a little bit of everything. So we get some business jobs in. We also get some nonprofit work that we do for different groups like the United Way. And so we're proud to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're staying humming. And Christmas season, December is one of our busiest months usually because we do also a lot for the municipalities. Things that have to go out with taxes and updates, they send out to their constituents and things like that. So all the different municipalities, I like to think all of them come here. We'll see. I have to double count, but and call them up if they're not. But we're happy to send out, happy to help all the municipalities send out flyers that they have to get out for the end of the year as well. So Keeping us busy.
Phil, we have made people wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, we built up to this one, literally. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is crescendo.
nice.
Yeah.
Great word. Great
crescendo.
Word.
I thought when you were going on about the theater, I said, we're building to a crescendo in my head.
Yes.
Perfect.
So crescendo is, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O. C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O. So it's a little bit of one of those spelling bee words that you can use, too, I'm guessing, to catch some people. But it just means the loudest point or the highest point reached in intensity, like a progressive increase of intensity. So even like in a movie, your favorite horror movie or suspense movie, the crescendo is that moment where everything's coming to a, you know, to together and something's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So just like in theater, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crescendos in this play, I'll tell you that. Right.
It's another fun word to say, too. Crescendo. Yes. That's a fun word.
It's an Italian word, man.
Yes,
it's a good Italian word.
It is a good one. Phil, when it comes to our listeners out there in the holiday season, we want to encourage people, you know, Christmas things, Christmas cards, Hanukkah, all these different things coming up. We got Hanukkah tonight starting off, first night of Hanukkah. So maybe somebody want to come over there and get some for Hanukkah, anything like that. What kind of stuff have you been getting this Christmas season so far, Phil? And maybe we can give people ideas of stuff to come drop by with.
Sure. So a lot of people and some families do family letters. We make copies. We've done a lot of copies of people's family letters that they send out all over, you know.
Nice.
Their families.
Nice.
We've done a lot of Christmas party type invitations.
Nice.
A lot of benefits in Christmas gatherings happening. So we've done a lot of posters and things like that for people getting the words out about their Christmas shows or gatherings. Like, we'll be printing the theater's programs here this week, you know, this Christmas show. So things like that we've been getting out to a lot of people. And some Christmas cards, you know, that you think of too, that we, Tracy, will design or whatever, that are personal as opposed to just bought off the storefront with their family pictures in it and things like that. So glad to help with that. I mean, the time's ticking, so come on in.
Yeah.
But we're very happy to help that.
As we're wrapping up, Phil, I wanted to mention and give you guys a shout-out again about the coloring books. Your second annual printing of A Season of Giving coloring books went very successful, it looked like.
Yeah, no, they look beautiful. Tracy designed them here, and we've gotten well over 1,000 out in the community already, but I'll be delivering some probably tomorrow to the Boys and Girls Club, Family Center, and some different other nonprofits that deal with, you know, helping children out during the Christmas season. So, and then because of all the sponsorships, including, you know, your radio stations there, so thank you so much for getting involved in this. We're going to present the United Way with a check for $5,000 raised from these comic books. That's kind of, I'll be doing that in the week here or so to get all the sponsors checks gathered up. They've all been so generous. And they're on the back of that coloring book. So if you do get one, and even if you want one now, you come in and we got some here. Please come get some. They're free. And the list of sponsors is on the back of them. And it's a great list of some local companies that want to give back, you know. So please give them a little kudos and let them know, right, because it's a neat project. We plan on doing it every year until I'm not here, whenever that is. So,
thousands of years from now, Phil.
Yes.
All right, we appreciate
the
you, Phil.
The eternal Phil.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, Phil, for joining us. One more time, what's our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Crescendo.
That's a good one. Such a good one.
Crescendo.
Well, you saved that voice for this weekend. And again, have a great run, okay?
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Phil. We appreciate it. Say hi to everybody over there.
Will do. You guys take care.
You too. Big thank you to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to visit them. They're open right now, 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they got going on over there. And stop on by, pick up one of those coloring books, and thank them for in making those and putting those into the community.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to get into keeping your New Year's resolution. We're going to help you do that.
Okay.
All right.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
It seems like a hard note to hit there. He kind of goes up and
yeah.
Up
oh, that and swoop into it
yeah.
though.
Yeah,
no, that's a lazy swoop, man.
That's really okay. cool, and it's kind of a crescendo as well.
It is. Yeah,
I was going to say it. Well. I was going to say it.
It's very controlled. I mean, it was obviously practiced. But.
Oh man, for me, Andy Williams is the Christmas singer. You know, I love a lot of those songs, Nat Cole and all that stuff. But in our house, we had a couple of Andy Williams records, Christmas ones, and for me, those are the ones. Yeah.
Oh, see, for me, it's the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one too.
First thing I think of. First thing
that,
I
that
think
whole
of.
Album.
Mm. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Nat King second. My Nana Papa love Nat King Cole. Mm. So I just even saying that I'm starting to feel like a little.
Yes.
Are you someone who never follows through on your New Year's resolution? Well, you might want to think about starting now.
Oh,
It's a ways away, man.
Yeah, that's according to Peloton star Robin Arizon, who's doing her.
Sorry, yeah. Is that out loud.
Sorry, that was funny. Both of us.
That
oh,
was
boy.
Perfect.
Oh.
That was perfect. Jeez. She's doing her annual 3 for 31 challenge this month. That's where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good.
That's fine.
That's a decent goal.
Yeah, I don't mind the goal. Don't mind that at all.
No.
I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One.
Well, hey, one is better than none.
Yeah,
let's look at the bright side, okay? You know.
The idea is if you start your resolution now at the craziest time of year and manage to stick with it all month, then you've got no excuses for next year.
No. And you just fail miserably or before the new year. And you give up before it even gets here.
Yeah, you feel defeated before you even get there.
Yeah. Wow.
She says if you can do it now and stick it out all month, quote, how dare you tell yourself you can't do it the rest of the year, too? In other words, you might prove to yourself that you're more capable than you thought.
Okay.
There are other ways of doing that, of proving that you're more capable than you thought. Like
pile on more stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like doing this at the right time, like at the beginning of a year where you get a fresh start and all that and everything. Like,
I mean, you know, kudos to the people who do decide to do this or take it on. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands. But
what happened there? Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was a movie line. Come on, you guys.
It was hilarious. No,
one of
it was
the
good.
Only ones I know.
It's a great movie line. It's a great movie line. I was not going to step on it.
That just took a
great.
Real weird left turn. I'm like, what the? Huh?
Well done. Very well done.
But it's true. You start to feel better when you exercise. And if you can do it, great. More power to you. If you can't, don't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm. No, please don't.
Especially not from a Peloton star.
Yeah, they get paid for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, of all the people this information could have come, or this could this idea could come from, I have nothing. I don't know who this person is. I wouldn't know if she walked in the room right now. But I mean,
it's what she does for a living.
Yeah,
that is her job.
Exactly.
If the rest of it, if our job was working out, you guys, we would be in amazing shape.
Yes, exactly. If that was our job,
we are all hard workers.
Yes. You're so right about this. I would be in insane shape.
Yeah.
And still be very, very moody. It'd still be insane.
What, you don't produce endorphins when you work out? How many husbands have you killed, James?
Yeah, they're
just, they're stacked five. Up like cordwood. Yeah, that's what it is.
Five. I think I'm up to five, I think.
I hope they're not recording this. That might have been an admission.
Oh, my God, they are. Yeah, that's right. just kidding, everybody. We will get into helping people with their New Year's resolutions as we get closer to New Year's and everything.
There are some helpful things out there.
Yeah, there are some things that you can
lists.
Do.
Make lists.
That is one of the go-tos, Melissa, of people that I know. I have a friend who has been doing this for God, it's, I would say almost 15 years that I've known him. And he makes every resolution stick.
Wow.
But the big thing he does, not big stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't do big things. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do heavy stuff or anything. He wanted to quit smoking. For him, he associated smoking with dinner. So he stopped eating dinner. No, I'm joking.
Which, actually, if you're going to cut a meal, that's the one to cut.
Yeah,
that's true.
But he cut out little things to lead up to it and stuff. And he has a really good process with it and everything. I actually should talk to him about his mindset for all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that can come out of this is what Melissa was getting at there about not being discouraged. The thing that gets so many people to not continue with a New Year's resolution is the discouragement, is the shame that we have of ourselves.
If you get in a slump, but you miss it for a few days.
Mm-hmm. I also don't, and I don't know, how do you guys think of this one? I did this when I stopped smoking cigarettes. I didn't tell anybody. I just did it. Because I found the other two times that I tried and wasn't able to, I couldn't wait to tell people, I'm stopping smoking!
Yeah.
And felt horrible the next day when I had a cigarette in my hand.
Yeah, right, exactly.
when I finally stopped, it was all on me.
Right.
It was on me to stop.
It's a personal thing, and it needs to be that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think New Year's resolutions are better kept to yourself?
It depends, because like say you're gonna commit to working out 20 minutes a day. If you have a maybe like a text chain or other people who are doing the same thing, and you can help build each other up, and then also, you know, commiserate when you're like, yeah, I missed today, and they can
say, that's all right, you know, do it tomorrow.
That's all right,
tomorrow's
you're
another day.
Fine.
Yeah,
just get back on that wagon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or bike or whatever.
Right. On the flip side, I know that there is this, for some people, there's like a psychological thing that if once you say it out loud, it feels like you've done it, which is something that's not helpful, because it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm going to, like James was saying, you know, I'm going to quit smoking. And then it's like, well, I said it. There we go. That's it, you know, kind of thing. So I think it's a personal thing. It's some people, like you said, you know, might need that extra boost from other people, or some people just need to like keep it to themselves and say, no, this is something that I need to do. And then once I'm done, then I can tell everyone, that kind of thing. So
sorry, I just had a breakdown because I was picturing a workout involving a wagon. Get back on that wagon. Where are we? Pulling wagons across the field.
Where did you get the oxen
new workout
from? I don't know.
It's a tough workout. Back in the day. It was tough to find workout equipment back in the day.
You thought doing the tire thing, was tough? Yeah. I tried doing that with a wagon wheel, man.
Old wooden wagon.
I think having a support system goes a long way, so sharing it isn't such a bad idea.
Depending on what your resolution is.
Yeah, that has something to do with it, too,
Yeah, I think that can take you to the next level of this, too, if that's, you know, part of it. But I think that one of the biggest things you can do for yourself when it comes to this is just giving yourself some grace and making sure that support system you have gives you some grace too with it.
Yeah, exactly.
While also being accountable. I mean, we all know the balance. It may not be something you can put into words, but you get it. You know, it's a feeling.
You're right.
And ride with that. We are going to have a bunch of fun stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off with a little bit of entertainment news. I also want to get into the 4 things you can do in the morning to be happier all day.
This should be good.
Yeah.
For Melissa, because she really needs it.
I'm going to throw this water at you. Dang it, there's a microphone in the way.
I've got to separate them and do that. So while I'm doing that, you guys go ahead.
I'm
going to
go ride my wagons.
I want to ride that too. That sounds like a lot of fun.
My little red wagon.
We'll be back with much more here on The Morning Show at WFHR.